The first public response to a very public attempt to undermine Brazil's democratic institutions. Many thousands of people gathered in Sao Paulo, the country's most populous city, to repudiate Sunday's assault on the presidential palace, Supreme Court, and Congress buildings in the capital, Brasilia. Like almost everyone here, Eliana blames former President Jair Bolsonaro, whom she believes was the mastermind of the attack.
He must be jailed for all the things he's done in this country. He promoted militia, thieves, attacks on the Amazon, blacks, gays, and now this. We won't let these fascists pass. Never again.
Earlier, police detained and began questioning more than 1,500 pro-Bolsonaro activists suspected of taking part in the assault. The camp they'd set up months earlier, just 8 kilometers from the presidential palace, has been demolished. They'd echoed Bolsonaro's unfounded claims that electoral fraud stole his re-election last year. The justice minister says the culprits were hoping to inspire a nationwide revolt, but failed in their attempt to overthrow President Lula da Silva, who'd been sworn in just a week earlier.
We've witnessed a Brazilian version of the U.S. Capitol building attack, but with two differences. First, no one died. And secondly, we have more people under arrest here than in the U.S., and very quickly.
The investigation into who financed and led the raids is just beginning.
We believe many big business interests paid for the buses to bring those coup mongers to Brasilia and set up camps. Those businessmen need to be investigated and punished.
Demonstrators here also wanted to show that the president is not alone.
They are singing the famous chant in favor of Lula and calling for the imprisonment of the former president Bolsonaro. They're also saying that they will not tolerate an amnesty for any of those people who have already been arrested, whom they are calling terrorists and coup mongers. But the justice minister says that, for example, there's no possibility of extraditing the former president, Bolsonaro, from the United States, where he is right now, because he hasn't been charged with anything, at least not yet.
Whether the newly installed president of Latin America's largest democracy will be strengthened or weakened by the unprecedented attack is still far from clear. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Sao Paulo.